This is A Better Way Financial, the podcast with financial advisors and father-son team, Frank and Frankie Guida.
And I'm Heather Branch here with Frank and Frankie talking about their ideas on ways you can work now to better prepare for your financial future. AbetterWayFinancial.com is where you can start the conversation about your retirement savings plans. We also have links posted in the show notes. You can just click there or again, find us at AbetterWayFinancial.com. Gentlemen, I wish I could say it. I got the horse right here. The lottery jackpots that have been making the news headlines lately has everybody running to their nearby 7-Eleven or gas station or whatever is you shop. Do you buy lottery tickets? Are you feeling like playing these billion-dollar jackpots?
We're math people.
Right? I know, right?
We know the odds.
Yeah. And we don't buy the tickets.
Got it. Okay. I don't blame you. And actually, I guess if coming from you guys, I appreciate that perspective. What's interesting is, again, just all the news that has been coming up about these big jackpots that we've been seeing lately. There's apparently a tipping point that piques our interest. When the jackpot hits about $750 million, that's when the frenzy begins and everybody is scurrying off to get their piece of the pie. The triggers that are of huge ticket sales. But what's interesting is that our market behaviors apparently are not so different, guys, because this is a scenario that one investment strategist was talking about, saying it actually could soon happen in the stock market. Paul Dietrich is saying that if the market were to dip 13%, that's kind of that parallel, that jackpot $750 million. It trips this selling frenzy that could push the market down between 36 and 49%. We all go scurrying and scrambling. Guys, you always talk about we shouldn't be timing the market. It doesn't work. But if you make moves to protect your money, are you trying to time the market or just being smart?
Well, that's a great question. And studies show time and time again, every time you try to time the market, you're usually underperforming the market.
Really?
You know, we've seen the Dalbar study, and it shows that the average investor is usually averaging somewhere around 4 to 5%, while the market's averaging 8 to 10%.
Mm.
You know, so you're going to get half the return if you try to time the market. Get in when you feel it's a good time to get in. Get out when you feel it's a good time to get out. It's not usually how it works. You don't want to invest based off of your feelings, and you don't want to time the market.
Yeah.
Yeah. And 13%. Okay. Well, where'd he pull that number from?
Got it. Right. I
mean, where's the science behind that? Folks entering their retirement years, things are different. You know, when you're retired, you need to invest a little bit differently than when you invested, you know, when you're going through your growth years, when you're going through your accumulation years. You look at, you know, the year 2000, 2001, 2002, three negative years in a row. Market went down 50%. Then it came back. Market went all the way back. And then what happened? 2008, boom, the market goes down 50% again. Then it came back and we went into this really beautiful period of time where we averaged double digit returns. And, you know, it's still fresh in everyone's mind, the wonderful returns of the market there. But a lot of people don't realize, you know, from 2000 to 2013, the S&P 500 went down 50% two times and came back. And you know what? If you're in your years that you're accumulating money, that's fine because you go through that other period and you make a great return. But if you're in the years that you're in your retirement years, it's a whole nother story.
Mm.
Because if the market goes down 50% and all of your money is in the market, your money doesn't go down 50%. It goes down more than that because you're drawing money to live on.
You're double downing in the bad kind of way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You put it there to do that. So when you have, you know, money market goes down 50%, your money's going down more than that.
Yeah.
Market comes back, you know, to whole, your money may not because you're still drawing money. And then market gets hit again. You run the risk of running out of money.
Okay.
You know, and that's what you really, really need to protect from.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And we recently had a woman come in who was in her early 60s, and she was a very active person. She wants to travel. She likes to go hiking. She wants to go visit some of the national parks.
Yeah.
She wanted to live on about $80,000 of income after taxes going up for inflation each year. And she saved about $1.2 million, you know,
okay.
So she did a great job saving, but she was worried about the risk in her portfolio. And going back to that question, it's asking if we protect the money, are we trying to time the market or are we just being smart? Well, it really depends on what your motivations are. If your motivations are, well, I don't want to lose money, I want to keep it safe, then you're being smart. You're making a strategy for the future. If your motivation is, well, I don't know, it's going to be an election year, and if this person gets in, then I could have trouble with my portfolio. Yeah. Well, that could be a problem, right? Yeah. That's a short-term way to think. You really want to think long-term when it comes to your investments.
Okay.
You know, so it's smart if you sit there and you say, I don't want to lose more than this percentage. How do I set up my portfolio? And that's exactly what we were able to do for her. She said, I don't want to lose more than 13%. And her current portfolio, if the market crashed like it did in 2008, would go down 39%.
It was definitely time for her to change things up, to change the way she invested.
Okay.
Yeah. So what we did is we cut her risk down by a third. We cut it from 39% in the worst case to 13%. And you would think if you cut all this risk, well, you definitely have to sacrifice the return. But the answer is no. We were able to cut this risk down where her current portfolio is getting about a 4.4% rate of return over the past 25 years. The new ones would have gotten about 7.7% over the past 25 years. So cutting down that risk while improving that rate of return.
Yeah.
You know, and we showed her, we said, hey, you can retire now. And by setting up the portfolio the right way, you're able to live on $22,000 more of after-tax income than you're living on right now. So she's living on $80,000 of income. We're able to say you can live on $102,000 of after-tax income each year for the rest of your life. Think about what you could do with that extra $22,000 per year during your retirement. You know, she can travel, see those national parks, do what she wants, you know, maybe even get a camper and do some of those outdoor activities that she's looking to do. And if you're 55 and older, you've saved $500,000 or more for your retirement. Go to abetterwayfinancial.com and click on the sign up now button, and we can begin to have this conversation with you.
All right, guys. So obviously thinking about our market risk, a big priority. We've got to shift our thinking in our retirement years, and that all makes sense. But let's talk about another shift in thinking that, well, I don't know if it's coming our way, but it's at least out there, according to Senator Bernie Sanders. I know I'm going to touch a nerve with this one, and I'm not afraid. Senator Sanders is catching some attention over a bill he recently introduced. It would set a 32-hour work week as the standard with no reduction in pay. Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary had some insight, some thoughts of his own to say about this idea on Fox Business recently.
There are bad ideas, there are very bad ideas, and there are very, very, very bad ideas. And then there are ideas that are so bad, they're un-American. This is an insane idea. It's never going to happen. We're the number one economy on earth for a reason. A third of the population strives to be entrepreneurial. There is no life-work balance when you're an entrepreneur, when you start your business. You do that to achieve financial freedom. That is the American dream. That's what my entrepreneurs do every day. I tell them, if you don't come in on Saturday, don't even bother coming in on Sunday.
Oh, Frankie, I know that the man that has worked 80-hour work weeks, can feel that Saturday vibe that O'Leary was just talking about. Guys, let's talk about this, particularly with the folks that, of Allentown that you work with, have worked 40 plus hours a week, hoping to find this life balance after we leave the working world. How does creating and carrying out a plan ease that transition?
Yeah, so having a 32-hour work week, that sounds wonderful.
Sure does.
Oh, that's awesome.
I wish we could get that whole productivity the same, though. You know, sometimes it's just you're not going to be as productive in 32 as you are if you have that extra 8 hours.
No.
You know, but creating a financial plan, it eases that transition because it shows people exactly what they can do. It shows you how much you can live on. It shows you, you know, what does it look like financially? But there is even planning on the other side, on the side that it's like, how am I going to feel now that I'm not working 40 hours a week? What am I going to do to fill up my time now that I'm not working 40 hours a week?
Got it.
You know, so it's going from work-life balance to life-life balance. You know, because you're getting that 40 hours back that you're spending each week. Maybe some people, you know, some of our clients more than 40 when they were working,
Know,
so it's something you really have to plan for. And we recently met with a couple who, you know, was in this situation. He was in his mid-60s. He just was looking to retire. They want to travel. They're considering relocating somewhere warmer in the winter.
Sure.
They have two daughters that are recently out the house. And he saved about $1.4 million for their retirement. Need about $76,000 of after-tax income each year. Mm-hmm. And his biggest concern was paying too much in taxes. You know, he said, I'm finally retired. I don't want to pay the amount of taxes I was paying when I was working. How can we prepare to pay less in taxes over my lifetime? I said, well, here's what we need to do. We need to do tax planning. We need to look at where we're at today and where we're going to be at over our next 30 years. And how can we minimize our tax bill over the rest of our lifetime? Because 80% of those retirement assets, you know, for most retirees are in pre-tax accounts, IRAs, traditional IRAs, are in traditional 401ks, where Uncle Sam has a nice stake in those accounts. There's things that we can do to be able to transition those assets so that we can pay less in taxes.
Got it.
We showed how to Roth convert, move money from IRAs, traditional IRAs, to Roth IRAs, and to be able to do it at the right time frame.
When you set up that financial plan correctly,
yeah,
it makes so much difference in your bottom line. For this fella and his family, it meant a difference of $25,000 a year in extra disposable income.
Really?
That he could use and they could use for themselves to live the retirement that they've always dreamed about.
Yeah.
You know, why give all this money to the government when you can plan correctly and you can live the type of lifestyle that you want to in your retirement just by doing the little things correctly?
Got it.
Absolutely. And by doing this planning, that's the difference we're able to make, is $25,000 of after-tax income going up for inflation each year for the rest of their life. So if they're living another 20, 30 years, that's 20, 30 years times that extra $25,000 of income per year.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's going to make a huge difference.
Yeah.
Now he can really do what he wants to do. If he wants to go travel somewhere warm for those winters, he can go do that. You know, they can go find a place. They can rent a place down south. You know, I know up here in the winters, it's not too fun.
You know, as you get older, it seems to get colder.
Yeah, for sure.
We also showed how to leave that legacy in a more tax efficient manner because of the planning that we're doing. Not only are we able to show him how to save roughly about $232,000 in taxes over their lifetime, but also able to show the children how to save around $463,000 over their lifetime as well.
Wow.
By transitioning that estate more tax efficiently over time. So if you're looking for ways to be able to maximize your income over your retirement, you don't know unless you find out. How do we save the most that we can in taxes? If you have these questions and you want answers, go to abetterwayfinancial.com and click on the sign up now button, and we can get to work on your plan as well.
And of course, we also have links posted in the show notes. If that's easier, you can just click there to head to our website, which again is abetterwayfinancial.com.
Thanks for listening to A Better Way Financial, the podcast with Frank and Frankie Guida. To learn more, visit abetterwayfinancial.com and join the Guidas for the radio show, A Better Way Financial, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 12:30 on News Radio 790 WAEB.
By contacting us, we'll review aspects of your retirement portfolio to include suggestions about how best to utilize estate, tax, and retirement planning strategies and other financial services, or if changing management styles is appropriate for your specific needs and objectives. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. A Better Way Financial is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. Annuity guarantee rely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Any client experiences discussed during this show are unique to that client, and they are not meant to imply or suggest you will experience the same results. Advisory services offered through A Better Way Financial. Insurance offered through licensed professionals at A Better Way Financial. Pennsylvania Insurance License Number 301779.